Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's catch 'em all. Today's topic is technology.
And our title is Catch 500. Catch 500. Peter, what do you think we will be talking about today?
Come on, Marie. Haven't you heard of Catch 500? It's like the most popular, fun, exciting, amazing game ever.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it. But you know what? I'm excited to learn about it. So let's begin with our read it. Here's Peter.
James is very focused on his phone. What is he doing? He is playing Catch 500. He is trying to catch a monster. Alex wants to play too. He downloads the game. First, he needs to go to a colorful square. Where are they? They're everywhere. After you go to the square, look for a monster. When you see a monster, draw a circle around it.
So, Peter, do you have Catch 500?
Of course. And actually, right here is the perfect spot to try to... Oh, hey, there's one right now.
I think what Peter is trying to say is that he really, really likes this game.
Yes, I got a new monster.
You know what? I think I might be on my own for this lesson. Ugh, I can't stand all these people everywhere. You know what? Let's go to our keywords. Here's Christina to teach us.
Hello, 你是不是也是喜欢用手机玩抓怪兽的游戏呢? 今天 James就玩得很入迷, he is trying to catch a monster. 动词 catch就是抓住或者是虏获的意思, 而 monster就是怪物妖怪。 Alex也想玩, 所以他就下载了这个游戏。 下载就是 download, he downloads the game. 下载之后该怎么玩呢? James说首先要在地图上找到很多彩色的方块。 First, find colorful squares on the map. 名词 square就是方块正方形。 找到方块不难, 因为你会发现地图上到处都是这种彩色的方块。 There are colorful squares everywhere. 副词 everywhere就是到处的意思。 走到地图上方块的所在地之后, 看到怪物就画一个圈,把它圈起来, 这样子就抓到了。 Draw a circle around it. 动词 draw就是画的意思。
Hi, James. Good morning. James.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Alex.
What are you doing?
I'm playing Catch 500 on my phone.
What do you do in the game?
The goal of the game is to catch monsters.
Is it a hard game?
No, it's not hard. Although, it is a lot of work.
Maybe you can teach me to play it.
Sure.
Alex and James are in this conversation, but James is looking at something on his phone. Everyone is playing Catch 500. Peter?
Oh, sorry.
Peter, we are teaching. You need to put your phone away for the lesson, okay?
Can you just wait for a minute?
No, the whole lesson.
But we are teaching about the game, so I should keep my phone out. Just to make sure if some mega monster pops up, I can catch it.
Monster? What? What are you doing over there?
It's part of the game, Marie. It's the goal of the game. I can teach you how to play.
Teach me to play? No, thank you.
Teach me to play? Yes!
I said no.
Okay, you might say no, but you did use today's calendar phrase.
Teach me to play.
Teach me to play.
教我玩。
I have a new computer game.
Teach me to play.
It's a lot of fun.
Teach me to play.
It's really easy.
Teach me to play.
Okay, I'll teach you to play.
Yay!
But promise you won't win.
Hey!
Teach me to play.
Teach me to play.
教我玩。
The next time you want to learn a game, try using this phrase. Okay, Peter, maybe you can teach me to play it.
Okay, great. But this is a great sentence, too. Let's go to Christina and visit her first.
Alex 也想玩这个游戏，不过他想请 James 教他怎么玩。他说 ,Maybe you can teach me to play it. 我们来学这个句型 ,teach someone to do something, 表示教某人做某件事。比如说 ,he can teach me to play guitar, 他可以教我弹吉他。或者 ,he taught me to swim, 他教我游泳。看到了吗 ?teach 的过去式是 T-A-U-G-H-T, taught.
Thank you very much, Christina. Okay, Peter, now you can teach me how to play this game.
Yes, okay. There are 500 different monsters, and the goal of the game is to catch all 500 of them.
500? Is it a hard game?
It's not hard, although it is a lot of work. Hey, that's like English, too.But good thing there's a lot of help on this show, like Rebecca. Let's visit her for some help right now.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, you are going to learn how to use the words not and although in a sentence. The best way to understand how to use these words is through some examples. First example,It's not hot, although it is sunny. Or, the kids are not big, although they are loud. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Now, this is a sentence that you can practice at home, friends. It's easy to practice, but it does take some time.
And practicing is more fun with a friend, right? Maybe try making some sentences together.
So, Peter, why is this game a lot of work?
Well, you have to go find the monsters. You have to walk around a lot, visit many places in the city.
Oh.
And monsters are not all in the same place.
So you have to go around?
Yes, and that's the fun part. You can go riding on your bike, or maybe go hiking in the mountains.
I'm starting to see how this game is different. Maybe it's not like other phone games that I know of.
Yeah, it is very different. And I think we'll talk more about that. But first, we need to take a short break. Maybe check your phones. Friends, we'll see you after this. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are talking about a very fun game that you can play on your phone.
Yeah, it's called Catch 500. And I don't know anything about it, but it seems like Peter knows everything about it.
Well, okay, maybe not everything, but I am gaining lots of levels very quickly. This is exciting.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is exciting. And it's also exciting to learn about our next part.Let's go to Conversation B right now.
I downloaded this game to my phone.
Great! Now you can play.
How do I play?
First, you need to go to a colorful square.
Okay, that sounds easy.
Look on the map. There are colorful squares everywhere.
How do I find a monster?
Walk to the square.
Okay. When you see a monster, draw a circle around it.
Earlier, we learned about a popular game called Catch 500. James was telling Alex about the game. It's not hard, although it is a lot of work.
And now Alex is really excited. He downloaded the game to play on his phone.
Downloaded. That is a great word that we should know. I'm sure that Christina would like to talk about it some more. Here she is.
Alex 已经下载游戏到手机里了。他说 ,I downloaded the game to my phone. 这也是一个值得学习的句型，把什么东西下载到哪里，可以用这个 download A to B。比如说 ,he downloads a lot of music to his phone. 他下载很多音乐到他手机里。You can download the pictures to your computer. 你可以下载照片到你的电脑里。所以下载 A 到 B 里面去，就用 download A to B.
That's right. A square and a rectangle are very similar.
So you go to a colorful square. Okay, that sounds pretty easy.
Yes, it is. Just look on a map. Do you have a map on your phone?
I do. I use it all the time if I want to find a certain place.
Yes, this is very helpful when you need to find a restaurant or some other place you need to go to. You use the map on your phone. And on this map, you can see all the colorful squares. They are everywhere.
Everywhere. That means many places. So many places that we just say every place.So, what's the opposite of everywhere?
That would be nowhere. And, you know, when we use these words everywhere and nowhere, we are just trying to use them to make a picture in our minds.
What do you mean?
Well, we are kind of stretching the truth here. Everywhere, nowhere. We don't actually mean exactly everywhere, every place. We just mean many places, and nowhere just means not that many places.
Oh, I think I understand. Thanks, Peter. All right, friends, well, now's that time. Time to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Catch. Catch. Catch the ball.Don't drop it.
Download. Download. I downloaded the song from the internet.
Square. Square. This is a square. It has four sides.
Everywhere.Everywhere. Jimmy's clothes are everywhere.
Draw. Draw. Tina drew a picture for me. All right, friends, those are your keywords. Make sure to keep practicing them. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, James. Good morning. James.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm playing Catch 500 on my phone.
What do you do in the game?
The goal of the game is to catch monsters.
Is it a hard game?
No, it's not hard. Although, it is a lot of work.
Maybe you can teach me to play it.
Sure.
I downloaded the game to my phone.
Great. Now you can play. How do I play? First, you need to go through a colorful square.
Okay, that sounds easy.
Look on the map. There are colorful squares everywhere.
How do I find a monster?
Walk through the square.
Okay. When you see a monster, draw a circle around it.
So today, we have been talking about catching monsters. But what does that mean? What is a monster anyways?
Well, remember when you were a kid, what were you afraid of that was hiding under your bed or in your closet?
Oh, yes, that was a monster. I always knew there was some kind of monster under my bed.
Well, that monster is a little scary. These are a little different. Monsters are not real. They are imaginary. They're not like real animals.
So, Peter, in this game, how do I find a monster?
Well, you have to walk to a square, or maybe you can ride a bike. Look at this picture. Our friends are playing a game like this, and they are in the park looking for monsters.
Oh, so they're trying to catch monsters, right?
That's right.
Oh, very interesting. It looks like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, so do you know what happens next?
What happens next?
Well, when you want to catch a monster, you need to draw a circle around that monster.
Oh, okay. So you draw a circle around your phone.
Yeah, on your phone you draw the circle, and then you catch the monster.
Wow, this game sounds like a lot of fun. You know what? I might download it very soon.
All right. Well, friends, now it's time for a little jungle chit-chat.
Oh, this way. Nope, that way.
James, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Ginger. I just downloaded Catch 500.
Catch 500?
Yes, and now I'm trying to catch things.
Oh, show me.
But I need to look around and... Oh, another one. Got it.
Hey, I want to catch one too.
Well, look, the goal of the game is to find colorful squares.
Where?
They're all around.
Oh, well, then what do you do?
Draw a circle on the tablet.
Oh, okay.
Ginger, what's wrong?
There's
wrong,
one.
Ginger?
Catch it.
Oh, okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
This is fun.
In my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.
You know, Peter, I'm becoming very interested in this game, Catch 500. But I want to know, why do you like it so much?
Well, it's fun because you can go all around the city. But also, all my other friends play this game, too.
Oh, so you don't play by yourself. You play with other people, right?
Well, you all play by yourself, but you can play together and then talk about it. Talk about what monster you caught where.
Oh, very nice. Wow, that was a lot of fun. All right, friends, we hope you learned a lot. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.